Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2881. Everything you eat doesn't need a healthy makeover, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, except on the extra Sunday bonus episodes where I share an episode from another podcast in the Optimal Living Daily Network. Today's coming from my brother's show, Optimal Health Daily. You can find and follow or subscribe to Optimal Health Daily wherever you're listening to this. And now let's get right to it as we optimize your life.
Everything you eat doesn't need a healthy makeover, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We get it. Cauliflower is a versatile vegetable. It can replicate and replace everything from mashed potatoes and rice to pizza crust and chicken wings and, apparently, even steak. Let's have a round of applause for this multi-purpose cruciferous marvel that is single-handedly revolutionizing the culinary world. If only scientists can discover a way to power cars with cauliflower juice, humanity will never be the same again. But just because this replace everything with cauliflower fad is all the rage, doesn't mean you have to partake in it. Sure, if you prefer mashed cauliflower to potatoes for taste, or because you enjoy following a low-carb diet, have at it. If you're one of the, I can only assume, few individuals on this planet who would rather eat cauliflower pizza crust instead of the original gluten-laden real thing, and you're not gluten intolerant, please know I will never understand this choice. Yet, we'll defend to the death your right to a questionable opinion. Then, continue enjoying your puzzling pizza-based decision. Not everything you eat must receive a healthy makeover. Personally, I'd rather eat one piece of pizza made with a crunchy yet tender traditional crust than eat three slices of cauliflower crust culinary blasphemy. There is a time and place to prepare healthier versions of your favorite foods, but we should choose our battles. The individual, for example, who eats mashed potatoes loaded with butter and cream several times per week may switch to a lower calorie version of mashed cauliflower because it's a familiar favorite food they enjoy and helps them make a more healthful choice. That's a great swap. It's okay to eat smaller quantities of not super healthy foods while also choosing healthier alternatives to foods you regularly eat. Be selective with your swaps and modifications so you don't cause yourself unnecessary stress from thinking everything must be healthified. If, like me, you disdain something like cauliflower pizza crust, but you're trying to make healthier food choices, just eat the real thing less frequently or in smaller quantities instead of making a healthier option you won't even enjoy. Food should be enjoyed. So, reduce stress and frustration where possible and uncomplicate the way you eat by being selective with the healthy food makeovers you choose to make. Healthy makeover clarifications. In anticipation of the angry emails this article will no doubt cause me to receive, accusing me of cauliflower shaming, let me make something blatantly clear. If you like cauliflower-based recipes, eat them. If you have gluten sensitivity or an intolerance and cauliflower-based recipes are a staple in your diet, fantastic. If you like following a low-carb diet and something like cauliflower pizza crust allows you to eat a favorite food that aligns with your diet preferences, do it. That is not at all what I'm talking about here. I'm speaking to you if you are one of the numerous individuals who feels obligated to give every favorite food and recipe a healthy makeover. You might tend to label certain foods as good, like cauliflower pizza crust or zucchini noodles, and other foods as bad, like original pizza crust and noodles made with flour. If you eat something bad, you feel guilty afterward. Maybe you even use workouts as punishment for eating something bad, or you succumb to the ridiculous notion that you have to earn your favorite foods and treats with a brutal workout. thinking it's mandatory to modify and morph every food and recipe into a healthier version only exacerbates those issues. It can lead to a fear of food and disordered eating habits. And that is something we should all want to avoid or work on breaking free from. To summarize, like cauliflower-based recipes? Do they align with your diet preferences? Fantastic. Enjoy them. Do you like making familiar lower-calorie variations of your favorite foods like zucchini noodles, cauliflower rice, etc., because they help you reach a calorie deficit? Awesome. Do it. Do you feel like everything must receive a healthy makeover? For example, do you love mashed potatoes but have been told they're bad, which they're not? They're actually highly satiating and nutritious, and that you must eat mashed cauliflower instead? Change this thinking. Banish it, actually. No food is good and no food is bad. Become a master of the proven basics. Eat mostly minimally processed foods, lean meats, vegetables and fruits, beans and legumes, fish, whole grains, dairy, etc., according to your preferences. Make room for your favorite foods. Eat them in reasonable quantities. Enjoy them guilt-free. Enjoy every food guilt-free. Be selective with your healthy makeover choices. Don't force yourself to eat healthier versions of your favorite foods if you don't even like them. If you are one of those people who loves all things cauliflower, please don't whip one at my head should we ever encounter each other, and encourage scientists to look into that cauliflower juice thing. You just listened to the post titled, "Everything You Eat Doesn't Need a Healthy Makeover," by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When I used to lead health education classes for those that were trying to better manage their weight, this was a common question patients would ask me. I really like pizza, so to help me lose weight, should I choose a low-fat crust? I would respond, hey, I love pizza. It's one of my favorite foods, and I never get low-fat crust. I never order it with low-fat cheese either. And like today's author, Nia, I never order cauliflower crust. Why not, you may ask? Well, you may not be asking this, but my patients would. And I would respond by saying, because none of those substitutions compare to the real thing. They just don't satisfy. Usually my patients would nod with me in agreement. So here's what I do. Whenever I'm eating something that I probably don't want to overindulge in, like pizza, I'll make sure I go in with a plan. When I have pizza, I get my favorite type. No low fat, no cauliflower crust, and instead, I try to enjoy every bite. Now as a backup, I will also be sure that I don't enjoy a single slice until I have a big salad first. This is my rule. I have to fill myself up with a salad loaded with lots of goodies before I enjoy my first bite of pizza. This will help prevent me from overindulging on the pizza. Then I will enjoy every single bite. I also limit myself to no more than 3 slices. I will pack up the rest of the pizza and put it in the fridge, out of sight, out of mind. If the pizza sits out on my countertop, when I go to the sink to wash my dishes, I know that I'll end up grabbing another slice. But if the pizza's already put away, I won't go through the hassle of digging around in the fridge to reheat another slice. Now, this same concept can work for anything. If you're dining out at a restaurant, any restaurant, not just a pizzeria, separate half of the meal and have the server box up the rest. Start the meal with water and a side salad. Then enjoy every bite. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.